Welcome back to the Boost Lee podcast. As you can see, I've now got soundboards. Look at that. Lovely. Okay, so. I'm going to stop messing with that. Let you know, today's podcast is another episode of our special mini-series of the STR Collab. The STR Collab, if you aren't aware, was started by Maddie from Mount, myself, and Arthur from Stay By. And the goal is to get collaborations with vendors and friends and biz besties from the internet onto a Zoom. We'll either do it once a month or a couple of times a month and get a chance to get the updated news, what we're working on, but also a showcase into the more recent STR Collab partner. And in today's episode, we spoke to Manoan. And Manoan, as you will be aware, the part of the Book Direct playbook, Blueprint, as well as Mount and other amazing people. And they are a phenomenal company because they can help you make money on the furniture that's in your house. Make sure that you specifically pay attention to that one core product that really generates a ton of revenue for their customers. And during the live, we had live questions. If you want to ask questions live, that means you've got to make sure that you are available and tuning in to when we do it live. And if you want to find out more, there's a link somewhere around me now that will take you to our Facebook group where we announce all these cool things. So this is the STR Collab, Manoan Special Edition. You'll also find out what StayFi, myself, and much more. So let's get on with it, shall we?
I'm not a part of the collab. This is the QR code you can scan. I can also drop a link in the chat, but it'll just take you to the Facebook group where our community lives. We post all of the STR Collab webinars there as well. So if you haven't made it to the last two webinars, you can find the recordings in there. You'll find future recordings and get up-to-date information on everything that we're building. So give that a scan and go and join. And then this is new this week. We're bringing some news to you all. So if you haven't heard, Airbnb has committed to verifying 1.5 million listings, and they've committed this to do this by March 31st in the US, Canada, Australia, UK, and France. Now, they have committed this before, and they have not done it, so it'll be really interesting to see what happens if this is just a news ploy. But this has the potential to affect your business, so I would read a bit more into this and just make sure that you are set up for what Airbnb throws at you. And then also, this is fascinating. OTAs, so Airbnb, Booking.com, VRBO, have set a new record for marketing spend in 2023, totaling to $16.8 billion. That's a lot of money to spend on marketing. So while we look at them as the necessary evil, like they truly are a big marketing channel and a good way to start your business. So let them spend the money on marketing and you guys can brand build in the background as opposed to spending on Google ads like they do. Anything else to add here, collab people?
I was just going to say, this is really important. The spend that they're putting in isn't going to slow down. It's only going to get higher. And there's so many people that, I mean, we've all been to conferences this year. Last week, you know, Alpha and Sage were over in Scottsdale, Arizona for Level Up Your Listing. And there's so many hosts there are only just on one platform. Right? You are leaving money on the table by just being listed on, say, Airbnb. You know, you need to be listed on Airbnb. You need to be listed on Vrbo. You need to be listed on Booking.com. You need to be listening to all these niche sites because the people that don't vibe with Airbnb, but they vibe on Vrbo or Booking.com if you've got an international market. So it's really important just to make sure that you're everywhere. Make sure you've got a strong property management software tool that can connect you to all those channels. And I think that's like the main takeaway for me when I see spend like that.
Absolutely. So I think just some things to be aware of. Upcoming events. We all talk about conferences. They're an amazing way to network and just get some really good info from experts in the space. These are the ones coming up in April. Apologies if I missed any, but this was the list I was able to pull. So we have one happening in Banff, Canada. If you happen to be in the UK and you're not going to the Shorties or the Short Stay Summit, I would say absolutely add that to your list because those are incredible events. And then the Northwest Regional Conference in Boise, Idaho, happening at the end of April, another great one. So if anyone is in those locations, you should definitely check them out. A few of us will probably be there and you can say hi.
I'll just add Verma Spring will be in New Orleans April 15th and 16th, which is the smaller annual Verma conference outside of the international one, which is in October. And I hear this year's Verma Spring will be much more attended than last year. So definitely look into it if you haven't yet.
Fantastic. I am
sorry. I'll say Elizabeth has more attendees than the one in Paris. I've heard it like 100 people.
The spring one last year was definitely tough. Maddie, can I add? I know I'm not in the OG group, but can I add one more event?
Yeah.
So we're going to the midterm rental summit for people who have both short and midterm rentals, and that's happening in San Diego. I have it on my calendar, Sunday, April 21st to Tuesday, April 23rd. So that's just cool. Another one.
Who's putting that event on?
Jesse Vasquez.
Oh, of course. It's Jesse's event. My gosh, that's come around quickly. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I'll get that added to the list, Sage. That's a fantastic one. Same with Vermont. Sorry, I forgot about those two.
And he's got Cody Sanchez speaking this year, which is if you like business and if you like Cody Sanchez, that's a big draw.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be a great one. Sage, you'll have to let us know how that goes. I've never been to that one. So
it'll be our first time too. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted.
Hell yeah. You can update the collab. Cool. Well, now we get to the meat and potatoes of the talk, which is Sage from Minoan talking about furnishing for success with Minoan. Another optimal piece for your tech stack. So Sage, I'm going to turn the floor over to you. I'll let you share your screen.
Sure. Okay. Thank you guys for having me. This is fun because I've chatted and worked with all of you guys individually. So to have everyone together is super exciting. I mean, everyone, not including myself on this call, Maddie, Mark, Arthur, I mean, you guys are incredible, doing amazing things in the business, in the short-term rental industry. And it's been really awesome working with all of you in the capacity that we have so far. And I really appreciate you guys inviting me to be here. Just going to go through a really brief presentation, just kind of sharing our perspectives about that we have at Minoan and really the value that you guys as short-term rental investors, midterm rental investors have in this industry and the value that you're creating by having people stay at your properties every single day. So one unique thing about me is I am not a founder. We have three incredible founders on this call. I am not the founder of Minoan, just someone lucky enough to work with Mark, the founder of Minoan, and have been for almost 4 years. So no, I'm not the founder, but have been lucky to be a part of the team since Minoan came to be. Before Minoan, I was working in e-commerce at a company called Jet.com, which is where I met Mark. They were acquired by Walmart for $3.3 billion. So I spent a good amount of time in the world of e-commerce and retail, which transitioned quite nicely to one of the components that we have in our business model at Minoan. Some other fun facts about me: I'm a self-proclaimed boutique geek, love to travel, big foodie. And like I said, I've been at Minoan for a long time now in startup years, almost 4 years. Like in dog years, probably equates to like 100. So been here for a while, was a second full-time hire, and it's been really awesome to see the company grow as quickly as it has over the 4 years. So the big idea behind Minoan is that we realize that the best product experiences, they don't happen on screens, like your phone screen, your laptop screen, and they don't happen on shelves. And this idea really came from the time when Mark was working at Jet and Walmart, when we were basically optimizing product experiences, or how can we get people to click on this tea kettle on Jet.com, and how can we package it up nicely to where it looks good on a shelf in the Walmart stores. And, you know, you guys are all consumers. Everyone on this call is a consumer in one way or another. That's not the best way to experience a product. The best way to experience a product is in moments like these, which are moments that are happening every single day in your properties, when guests are able to experience the products and use them for exactly what they were designed to be used for. Imagine being able to sleep on a mattress for 3 to 4 nights in a short-term rental to understand if it's good for you or not, versus going to a mattress firm and laying on it in your work clothes with a salesperson over your shoulder. Totally different experiences. And we believe that this is the future of retail and that you guys are creating these really incredible moments in your properties and that you guys should be capitalizing on them. So when we talk about, you know, the best way to experience a product, it kind of all ties back into the stuff that you put into your properties really does matter. Now more than ever, arguably, with how competitive the industry is getting and how much harder it is to stand out. So when we talk about this, you know, we're going to tell you that it comes up in the reviews. The stuff that you're putting into your property will show up, and it can go one of two ways. It can show up in a really positive way, which you'll see some of the reviews on the left. These are actual reviews pulled from Airbnb for different properties. And you can see on the right-hand side that it can also show up in a horrible way. It is so important to have positive reviews on Airbnb. I know it's not the only component of the algorithm, but it's certainly one of them. Whether it's Airbnb, Vrbo, your direct booking site, like it is important for social proof to have reviews of your property. And if you see some of the ones on the right, like you don't want people describing your beds as best described as a torture device. Like that's definitely not what you guys want. And you can absolutely avoid that by picking the right products for your property. So when we're talking about, you know, what we're believing at Manoan and how we're putting this out into the world and taking action on it, we believe that you guys in creating these incredible moments between your guests at the property and the products that you have are really four-walled influencers, and that you should be viewing yourselves and brands should be viewing you as a marketing partner instead of just a customer to profit off of. Imagine how much money, you know, Casper or I have my Hydro Flask next to me, how much they're paying on ads. I mean, even the statistic that Maddie shared at the beginning of the call, how much is being spent on these platforms with advertising to get people to click. So it's super competitive and it's a lot of spend. The moments that are happening in your properties are real life moments without these brands having to pay for a lease. So it's extremely valuable to them if you can position it in the right way, which is what we're doing at Manoan. So again, we see you guys as four-walled influencers. And with that change in perspective, the economics of your business should absolutely change as well. So this is, you know, a little flywheel that we've built at Manoan and one that we talk about a lot, which really focuses on tying everything back to the ROI of your business. But we believe that everything starts with nicer design and amenities, going back to talking about the stuff that you're putting into your property. It matters. If you have a well-curated space with items to surprise and delight your guests that's really well-designed, you're more likely to have your guests have a better experience at the property. If your guest has a pleasant experience and they're not sleeping on a bed described as a torture device, hopefully they're going to be more inclined to leave a 5-star review. And like I mentioned earlier, you know, 5-star reviews are super, super important. And it's really hard when you get 1.4 or 1.3 to try and negate that and get back up to that 5.0 or 4.9. So it's really, really important to get, you know, as many positive reviews as you can. The better reviews you have, you can absolutely explore charging a higher ADR, a higher nightly rate, and it can impact your occupancy. Maybe you have less nights booked, but you're able to charge more, so you're making even more money than you were when you were, you know, at 80% occupancy. All of this goes back into improving the ROI. But what I really want to focus on is that it starts here. There are two pieces to this puzzle. This is where it starts. It starts with creating systems to buy all the stuff that you need for your properties. Like, it's expensive. I mean, and anyone who's on this call with an investment property, it's not cheap. You know, you're spending a lot of money on the down payment. You may have to do upgrades. Then you have to furnish the whole property. It's an entire process and it's expensive to do so, but it doesn't have to be on this restoration hardware budget, but you should be getting high quality items. This is not your residential home. You're not washing your sheets once a week. You're washing the sheets every single day after a guest checks out, every 2 days, at least 2 turns a week. So they need to be able to hold up to more wear and tear. This goes for your linens. This goes for your bedroom furniture, your dining furniture. You have to pay attention to the stuff that you're putting into your property and understand this is for commercial use. You're going to have way more foot traffic than you are at your own home. So being able to use something, whether it's Manoan, whether it's another company, to systematize furnishing, to help you keep track of all of your orders in one place, to help you manage returns so that you're not having to interact with 15 different vendors. And of course, to help you guys get really great pricing, because we believe that no one in this industry should be paying full price for the stuff that goes into their properties. So again, whether it's us or another company, we believe that it is really, really important to systematize furnishing. And everyone on this call, Maddie, Mark, Arthur, they all have founded incredible companies that are systematizing one thing or another. Arthur with StayFi is another great example of a system to help capture guest information, a marketing platform, et cetera. So none of these are competing with each other. There are just so many tools out there in this industry, very, very aware of that. But you guys really should incorporate something like this on the furnishing side of things, because what Maddie does, what Mark does, what Arthur does, none of it matters and can be used until your property is ready to go. So it all starts here. But the reality is it continues here. So like I said, on the slide that I just showed you guys, it's really talking about how to incorporate furnishing and systematize that into your business, getting all the stuff that you need for your kitchen, all the right linens, making sure it's going to the right property. Great. Now your property is fully furnished. Why not capitalize on that by creating a shoppable experience? So I probably didn't even do a good job at the beginning of the call, kicking off with a high-level overview of what Minoan is. But there are two fundamental parts of our business. One is on the slide I just showed you, which is this one, where we've created a system to help you guys easier or to help you guys keep track of your orders and manage that process a lot easier, of course, while saving on over 150 brands like Wayfair, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, so on and so forth. That's the most upstream part of our business. But then it trickles down here, and this piece is totally optional, where we can help you guys create a custom tailored shoppable experience for your guests. Meaning, anytime a guest comes to stay at your property, if they love the mattress or the tea kettle or the soaps and shampoos that are in the shower, we can create this experience for you with a co-branded touch point like you see on the left, which can also be integrated with something like StayFi. So there are multiple ways to incorporate this into your listing and guest communications. And if a guest finds something that they like, they buy it at full price, and there's a 50-50 profit share on anything that sells. So what it's allowing you to do is turn furnishing from a cost center, which is what a lot of people view it as right now, into a profit center. You're saving money on the stuff already by using Minoan or another company, and then you're able to monetize it on the back end. And so what does this actually look like when I'm using numbers? Arthur, I did steal this slide from the presentation that we did, and it's still equally as ugly. I built this, so that's a knock on myself. But just to show you guys the economics of how the math maths. And what I want to point out before I get into the math is, like, this is really what people want. These are the new trends of what people want to take home from their stay. They don't want a shot glass, and they don't want like a cheesy shirt that you can get at a tourist shop. They want something to remember their experiential stay at your property. That could be the soap and shampoo. That could be the mattress. That could be the linens. I mean, there are so many items that go into your property. You would be surprised at what people buy and where inspiration strikes. So to use a mattress as an example, you as a host, let's say you buy a mattress through Minoan at $400, including the discount. That's the final cost to you. Let's say that the retail price, full price, is $800. That would be what the guest pays. So you bought it for $400. The guest pays $800. The total profit on that sale is $400. If we do a 50-50 profit share, that would be $200 to you as the host and $200 to us as Minoan. And that's just on one mattress. So imagine you have two guests buy that mattress. Now you're breaking even. The mattress has now paid for itself, and every single sale after that is just net profit. Mattresses can be a sexy example because they're a high retail price. You know, soap and shampoo, it could be like a dollar for you, a dollar for us. But the reality and the biggest thing I want to get across is you have to buy this stuff anyway. You have to have mattresses for your property. You have to have sheets, soaps, and shampoos. So why not put some time and thought into it to create an experience where you can inspire your guests and use it as an incremental revenue stream? I've been going on a little bit of a rant, but I'm just really passionate about like what we're doing at Minoan and the way that it ties into this industry. And so I'll leave you with a few final thoughts. You know, be thoughtful. This business is a hospitality business. You are in the hospitality industry. And I think, you know, there's a lot that we as a short-term rental industry can do to level up and create some consistency across the board, where right now it seems to be a little bit all over the place. We are in a hospitality business. Secondly, it's important to create systems, whether you're using StayFi, whether you're using something like Mount to help, you know, connect your guests with cool things that are happening in the area, whether you're using Boostly to create your direct booking site. All of these are systems in different areas of the business, but they are all systems, and it's the only way to scale. And lastly, just be thoughtful, be a curator. You want to create a space that's becoming an experience for guests. That's where these really meaningful moments happen. If you're just doing it, you know, off the side of your desk and you're buying everything from Amazon, or you're buying everything from Facebook Marketplace, those aren't going to be the types of properties that perform the best. If you want to stand out, if you want to perform above your competition, you have to think differently, position yourself differently. So with that, I just wanted to conclude. Again, thank you guys, Maddie, Arthur, Mark, for having me. If you guys haven't signed up for Manoan and you're interested in taking a peek, it is completely free. There's zero cost to working with us, no membership, no subscription. And if you use this code, it'll get you $25 off your first Manoan order. And I'll share my email address too. If you guys have any questions, feedback, or anything like that, I'm just sage@manoanexperience.com. If I'm not the best person to answer your question, I'll definitely connect you with whoever is. But ultimately, you know, the last thing I'll say is everyone on this call, I'm just a guest this week, which I'm very fortunate for, but you are in great hands with Maddie, Mark, and Arthur, some of the most well-knowledged people in this space. And there's a lot that you guys can learn from each and every one of them in their respective businesses. So you're in the right spot. And I hope that this continues to grow because I think what you guys are doing is awesome. So with that, I'm happy to open up to questions and I'll stop sharing my screen.
Well done. So we do have some questions. So Mr. Jeremy Rosson is in the audience and he put in his first big purchase with Manoan the other day. So round of applause for Jeremy.
Oh, that's great.
If you're struggling on how to get direct bookings and overwhelmed on where to start, then I recommend you go and book in a call with Boostly and our team right now. We can walk you through exactly what we're offering, how we can help you, and give you a portfolio of websites that we have worked with that are matching not only your niche, but could be in your location as well. Boostly has helped over 2,000 hospitality businesses all over the world increase their direct bookings. And if you are interested, then all you need to do is go to Boostly, boostly.co.uk/call and book in an appointment with one of our sales team.
So first question is, will Manoan be putting out any kind of recommended vendor list depending on budget?
Recommended vendor list depending on budget. We could definitely do that. Is the question specifically on like which brands, if you know your budget is X, which one should you look at versus Y? We don't have that in Manoan right now, though we've certainly talked about some sort of differentiation like that. Jeremy, if there's specific questions that you have, if you're looking to stay under X budget or Y budget, just shoot me an email and we can tailor that list for you. Because I know there's a lot of good brands in there.
Second example was like cheapest toiletries.
Yeah. I mean, you know, cheap, I think, is also subjective. It's relative. So what do you define as cheap? And are you looking for like individual single use? Are you looking for refillables? There are a lot of variables, I think, for basically every single one of these categories. Which is I think where it gets a little bit harder to broadly differentiate. I mean, if you're thinking people have different budgets and some people may think Wayfair is really expensive. Some people may think West Elm's really expensive. West Elm is objectively more expensive than Wayfair, but depending on what your budget is, those answers can vary. So Jeremy, right now that doesn't exist in Manoan, but if there are questions that you have one-off, our team can absolutely help with that.
So we've got a question coming from Anonymous. So Mrs. Anonymous has dropped a question. Now, you can't answer this specifically because everybody's different, but do you have any sort of case studies of average sort of earnings that somebody has been seeing with Manoan? Since
average what was it?
Average earnings, so commission.
Oh, earnings.
So has that got any cool case studies or anything you can sort of share that would like get Anonymous to be less anonymous with Manoan?
Yeah, so sneaky. Reveal yourself. No, just kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the most important thing to say when it comes to like the guest sales, it is a partnership. We can build the sites all day long, but if it's not being marketed to your guests, then no one's going to see it. People need to see it in order to, you know, at least experience it. Again, there's great integrations that StayFi can do. You can put it on your link tree. There's all sorts of ways that you can market it to your guests. It also depends on the items that you have in your property. Like if you have kind of crap stuff, then you can probably expect crap performance. The items that sell the best, mattresses, soaps and shampoos, linens, the high touch items, the really experiential things, and also like surprise and delight items, like fellow tea kettles do really well. A lot of cool like artwork and stuff like that does well. In terms of an overall case study, I mean, there's a small boutique hotel that we work with in Vermont, probably like 13 rooms that I think in a year and a half has done $30,000. And revenue with pillows and mattresses and sheets being number one sellers. So it's the bedding. And that goes back to like thinking about your sleep experience. I was talking about this in Scottsdale with Kenny. And if I had one recommendation on where people should focus in their properties, it's the sleep experience because it is so important. I was at a property in Colorado a couple weeks ago and literally felt like I was sleeping on that torture device that review said. It's so important to create a good sleep experience, and it's hard. There's so many mattress options, so many sheet options. So when you find that one that you like, that is a moment it's like, I need that back in my house.
There's a chain in the UK, a big chain called Premier Inn, and they are famous for selling their bedding. So as you're staying in the property, they say, buy the bedding online. And you know, I put something in the chat. We were staying in Bath a couple of weeks ago in the UK. We're staying at a short-term rental, and the bed was just the most comfiest bed that we have been on. And we peeled back the sheets and we saw this mattress topper. And we, you know, we had to, you know, we didn't have a service like Manon. The host wasn't using a service like Manon. So we had to do the old fashioned and Google it, find it. And
yeah.
Before we even got home, we placed the order because it was just perfect, like mattress toppers. And it wasn't just an order for our bed. It was like an order for all of our kids' beds because it was.
And that's a lot of work that you had to go through. Like most people will not take the time to go through that. When I was at this property and the bed sucked, I did because I'm in this industry. I'm like, I got to know what this was. And for all you people who buy Zionist mattresses out there, that's exactly what it was. I went through like the mattress cover and the protector and ripped it all off, and it was a Zionist, and I felt like I was sleeping on a rock. Granted, mattresses are subjective and very Goldilocks syndrome, so it's really hard to get one that pleases everyone, but I don't think Firm is a great option for all short-term rentals.
We have two more questions if you're up for it, and then any questions from our club collab OGs. If they have any. Okay, so at what point does a purchase become shoppable? Certain purchase price, question mark.
There's no purchase price right now because it is still a little bit manual on our end. It's actually a big focus of ours for 2024 is revamping the entire shoppable platform that Minoan basically started with. So because it is manual right now, we have a 15 item minimum that could be soap, shampoo, a sheet set. You know, it adds up very quickly. Once you've hit 15 items purchased through Minoan, then we can kick off the shoppable experience process, create that for you, and also then go back and add, because we have a lot of people who are like, oh, I wish I found out about you guys earlier. I just furnished my property. Totally fine. We also wish you found us earlier, but no worries. Anything that you've purchased before finding out about us, as long as it's from a Minoan brand, we can still make it shoppable. So if you had a Crate and Barrel sofa or a Wayfair throw pillow before you found us, we can still add those items. We just have that 15 item threshold right now, just to make sure that our team can handle the capacity.
Great question. Great answer. All right. Final one. Does Minoan facilitate the testing of certain goods? As you're talking about high touch items, i.e. sheets, pillows, soaps, etc.
Are they asking us, is the question,
so basically, are you going out there personally, Sage, and testing all of these soaps, pillows?
I would never have time to be on anything like this if I was doing that. My house would be full of stuff. I mean, in the early days when I was really focusing on the brand side, we were getting samples of everything. I would have like a new package that was showing up like every single week. And it became a lot of stuff that I was going through. I don't personally test everything, but a lot of the reason that we onboard new brands is because we have hosts messaging us, hey, I buy from Wayfair all of the time. I buy from Public Goods all the time. I use blah, blah, blah all the time. So we're getting firsthand feedback from folks. That being said, if it's someone that we're like proactively reaching out to that maybe we haven't heard a ton of feedback from, we will get samples. If it's a mattress, that's a little bit different, but a lot of the smaller items, it's easier to get samples of, like soft goods, linens, consumables and stuff, so that we can, you know, check it out, see the packaging, see how it ships and stuff like that. But no, we work with over 150 brands, so that would be a ton of samples, which honestly could be a good thing, but no.
Would the host be able to get those samples if they wanted to test the stuff?
It depends on what it is, and that's really dependent on the brand partner. Like, we just onboarded California Design Den. They're one of the most popular linen providers, according to all the Facebook groups that I'm in. They traditionally sell on Amazon, but now we have a direct relationship with them. Depending on the size of the opportunity, we'll absolutely reach out to a brand, but they're also looking at it from like a cost opportunity perspective of like, hey, if we send out these samples, it's a marketing cost for us. What's the upside? Is someone trying to furnish one house? Do they have 16 units that they're working on? So it does depend on the brand, but we're always happy to go out and make the ask. Obviously, a sample of a sofa or a mattress is probably unlikely. But if it's like soaps and shampoos or linens, typically we're able to arrange that.
I have another question along these lines, Mark. Sorry, I'm
joking. Yeah.
No, you go.
because I have not used Minoan. If I was, I'm not a host. If I was, I would. But when a host uses you guys and orders some products, are they able to leave reviews that other hosts can see? Like, is it very
community? That's a great question. We would love to get to that point because we get asked that a lot. Because right now in the way, and it makes sense, Matt, if you haven't used it, like we are connecting folks to these brands. So they're actually going to West Elm's website to browse. They're going to Wayfair's website to browse. So they can see reviews there. Granted, we've talked a lot about internally, like people, reviews are great, but a lot of people who are buying these items from Wayfair and West Elm are using them for their personal home. So it'd be great to source feedback from hosts of how did this hold up in your short-term rental? So we don't do that yet, but it's something that we've talked about a lot. And I think it'd be a great idea. And it would really help like separate just generic reviews from people who are actually in the industry where that's where people want the feedback. They don't want to know what worked well in your personal home. They want to work. They want to know what's worked well for your short-term rental with the amount of traffic that you're seeing.
Okay. We've got Mr. Brent Ogden in the audience. He is a StayFi customer. He is a Boozley customer. And he is asking a question here about Minoan. So the question is, we have 9 properties in the Disney area and currently adding another. We use Boozley and StayFi. How much dollars, like hard dollars, do you reckon Minoan could make him? I know it's a very question, but like...
Say that without saying the properties. So send them my way and maybe we can get you a projection, but it is absolutely impossible to give any sort of direction without seeing the quality of the properties, what's in there, and understanding a little bit more about like how do you communicate with your guests? Like, how are you marketing? It sounds like you're using StayFi, which is great. So that would be an easy plug-in right there. But I think the first and most important thing is what's in the space.
I can vouch for Brent. The properties are unreal. We're working closer with my new top secret project that I'm doing. And the properties are, it's very nice. And
well, Brent, you should reach out. Let's have a chat.
What is that email? What is that email? If someone wants to get in contact, Sage, how can they get in contact with you?
Super simple. It's just sage@minoanexperience.com. I put it in the chat.
Sage, wait, like you host and panelists.
Gosh. Love that. My boomer in me is coming out again. Sorry.
sage@minoanexperience.com. And for anybody who is watching on the replay and you're thinking, they keep talking about the chat. What is the chat? Well, if you join us live and if you jump into the Facebook group and join us live, then you can ask questions to our experts that we bring in. And if you would like Sage to become part of the STR Collab OGs, then just let her know and say, hey, come back. Just as Arthur did on the last one and me and Maddie did on our first ever time. So
if they don't want me to come back, they can keep it to themselves, though. I don't need to hear that.
Yeah.
Also,
I'll just add for...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Brent. Yeah, for Brent, who's a StayFi customer, I took a look, and you have great homepage, which is our, basically, version of Wintree. And if you do add Minoan, you can add a custom button and link to your Minoan storefront on that page as well.
And can you do it in the Hostfully guidebook as well?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can add, it's so simple. It's literally just a link. So yeah, if you can add a link to anything else, you can do it in TouchStay, you can do it in Hostfully. I mean, you can get it everywhere. When we first started this, we didn't even know that companies like StayFi and Hostfully and stuff existed. So we're like, you can just add it to your emails. And then we realized it's like...
Yeah, it's just a simple URL place. Link, right? So you can even have it on a separate page on the Boozley website. So
yep. And that's what a lot of people do. They'll have like a shop your stay button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as you're adding all these links, you might as well get a link into Mount as well.
Absolutely.
Right, absolutely. You got to sell some experiences.
There you go. And at Disney, I think there's like, you know, a couple of experiences you can maybe get on board with. Apart from the Big Mouse, I'm sure there's loads of other cool things you could be doing.
You know, we're working on an integration that most likely will allow us to sell tickets directly from Disney.
Wow.
You heard it here first. Exclusive. Talking about exclusives, is all of the STR Collab members that we have here. Arthur, is there anything happening in your world, StayFi world, over the course of the next month, 2 months, 3 months? Anything that you're working on behind the scenes that you can drop a little exclusive on this chat?
No pressure.
One, you can catch us at Spring in New Orleans, Spring Verma, the show Can Stays in Canada. And we are going to our first real European conference, Scale Rentals in Barcelona, which I'm super excited about, as StayFi works all over the world. And then towards the end of this quarter, we're going to have an upgraded email marketing product with some new features that will basically have pre-built templates, flows for customers. So they just really need to flip a switch to get really solid basic email marketing out there and not have to worry about all the details of setting things up.
I forgot to tell you, in this new unannounced secret project thing that I'm working on, every client that we are bringing on board, we're getting StayFi plugged in for all of them. So I'll have to let you know who they are behind the scenes, but it's one of the things that we have on the on our to-do list, get StayFi.
Love to hear it. Yeah. Tell me more later.
Mm-hmm. Mount, what's happening Mount way, Maddie?
Oh, in the Mount world, we just continue to add more experiences and more markets. So we're probably in over 350 markets now around the world and 40, 50, 60,000 experiences. So if
and great swag.
And great swag.
Come
yes,
on, Maddie.
Launch limited edition hoodies. I'm not wearing one right now, but they are cool. Sage might have one.
I absolutely have one, and they are indeed very cool.
And very soft.
Very soft.
We are all about the business of when your guests ask you what to do and where to go and you give them recommendations, you should be making money from that. So that's what we do. If you want to check us out, it's free. You can sign up for it. But on the horizon, we'll be in London for the Short Stay Summit in the Shorties, hopefully winning a few of those awards, all of us collectively on this call. That would be epic. And then for the STR collab, we can announce this here, but I want to do in-person meetups. So if anyone is interested in hosting one of those, we're going to put all our resources behind that to make it possible. So if you happen to be in a cool location and want to make a play or a pitch for us to throw an event in your location, well, you know Denver, I would go in a heartbeat. I'm from there.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I grew up there. So I'm
where?
Down. Cherry Hills area.
Wow. Did not know that. Fun fact. You learn something new every day.
Well, I think we can definitely arrange at least like drinks or a meetup while we're at these events. If anybody's going to any of these events that we're talking about, that's the easiest one. We can just like have drinks and stuff and like a something like that, which would be cool.
I'm putting my email in the chat because if anyone wants to throw a meetup, just send me an email. We'll get that organized because I'm down.
Jeremy's already said San Antonio. So
yeah. I mean, there's so many hosts that we could bring into the fold and introduce them to the collab, and you guys, the hosts, can be founding members also. Like, I think we can make this pretty big. So you heard it here first.
And swag.
Yeah, I have 5 boxes in my office, all with hoodies.
Amazing. All right, Sage, is there anything happening, Manoan? Anything cool that you're working on? Anything that you can drop without getting in trouble with Mark?
We're always working on something cool, but we'll be, like I said, in San Diego in a month at the Midterm Rental Summit. And yeah, we have a lot of exciting projects in the works right now, but none that are able to be shared. But we're doing some big things this year. So keep your eyes peeled, .. to be continued.
Well, what a good little collab. 45 minutes, boshed, did it. And it's going to get recorded. It's going to get turned into a podcast. It will get uploaded to YouTube and we'll put it in the Facebook group for anybody who's catching the replay. But yeah, let's see next time when we announce one, which is obviously coming up next week, I believe.
Yes, they'll be there. It's one on Tuesday. Sorry. One on Tuesday next week featuring Alex from CanMonkey, who I believe is also on the call right now. He is another founding member of the collab and an amazing service. So it's a can't miss.
Yeah. So we got that. We've got all these cool things. And when you're in the Facebook group, you get the announcements. But without being said, thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. And we shall see you all very, very soon.